الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one will be guided except those who will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who will not be guided by Allah, no one else can guide them. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sent us His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us every single good thing and to command us not to do every bad thing. And we testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has delivered the message at the best way and to the best of the ability, and he has the most bounty for all of us, from all of us. Today inshallah I was planning to discuss with you one of the important subjects of Islam, which is akhlaq or morals. And morals is very important, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I'm only being sent to complete the best of morals. But when I tried to look at that subject, I found it huge. So I said, maybe I'll pick one of the morals, which is wafa, or becoming fulfilled, and you give back what you fulfill your promise that you have promised with anyone else. And when I looked at that, I found it even huge. So I decided to give you just one part of this large subject. This subject, which is wafa, which is becoming
faithfulness,
becoming faithful with other people while with Allah, has different categories. The first category is to be faithful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is to be faithful with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third is to be faithful with the other human. And those other humans can still be divided into to be faithful of those you have promised them to do something, and to be faithful for those who have offered you any favor, and to be faithful for those who expect you to do something for them, who expect you to be good with them, like your neighbors, for example. Your neighbor does not expect you to harm them, so you have to be faithful with them and not to harm them, even though you have never promised them you are not going to harm them, even though they have never done any favor for you. But because you are faithful, you have to do that. Today I will only talk about being faithful with Allah. And what does that mean? How we can be faithful with Allah? Do we need to be faithful with Allah? The answer is yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered us all of this ni'am, all of these bounties that we are living in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave us astray. And He invited us and He picked us among all humanity to become Muslim and to understand our deen and to understand our Islam. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the greatest right for us to be faithful to. And in the Quran, there are several verses that talk about that. We'll start with a small verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the sons of Israel. And this can be also for us. يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَوْفُ أوفوا بعهدي الذي عاهدتم. All sons of Israel, be faithful and with the covenant that you have gave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every one of us is giving covenant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time we pray, every time we say La ilaha illallah, every time we say there is no God worth worshipping except Allah. We are giving this covenant to Allah that we are not going to worship anyone except Allah. So how to be faithful with Allah? There is three items we have to fulfill to be faithful with Allah. The first thing is the complete worship of Allah, the complete obedience of Allah. The second is the complete gratitude and being thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing is by applying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us to apply on this earth. This is the covenant. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for Adam alayhi salam till Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what we have to do for our Lord. From the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've seen the companion was very faithful. One of the companions, he was not able to attend the battle of Badr because he didn't know that there will be a fight, and it was not compulsory for all the companions to go in this battle, the battle of Badr. So when he knew that there was a fight, he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make another battle, he will see what I will do. That was a covenant, a special covenant between that companion and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the battle of Uhud, when the Muslims were having a defeat and everybody was retreating back towards Al-Madinah, this companion was going towards the Kuffar. And when they found him, they couldn't recognize his body, except his sister, she could recognize his finger. And he's found with with 80 major wounds in his body. And when Prophet ﷺ saw him, he said, this man was faithful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is faithful with him. Thus, this man is now in the paradise. Because this covenant has two ways. Our side and the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we've done our side, if we are going to do our side, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his covenant. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And who will guarantee his covenant more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us that, but we have to do what's in our side. Inshallah, in next khutbah, I'm going to give you a small checklist that has been mentioned in the Quran to see whether we are really fulfilling our duty to be faithful with Allah or not. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, the Surah of the Believer, where we can find the attributes of the believer, and then we can check what we are doing from this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Really, the believer has been successful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started to describe those believers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are concentrating in their prayer. they understand what they are saying in their prayer. Let's ask ourselves, are we concentrating in every single word that we are saying during our prayer? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, and those who will not put themselves in the places of wasting time and talking which is not beneficial to anybody. Are we doing that? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ, and those who pay their compulsory charity, الزَّكَاةِ. Do we pay our zakat on time, every time? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ, and those who protect their private part, who will not commit adultery. If you can please come forward and fill all the gaps, because we need some places. So this is the next thing. They don't have any sexual relation except with their wives. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, and those who are trustworthy, when they have their trust, they will give back the trust. And when they promise, they will fulfill the promise that they have given. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, and those who are keeping their prayer on time. So we found that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by concentrating in the prayer and ending by keeping the prayer on time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, whoever do that, what will happen? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those are the inheritors who will inherit the Firdaus, the greatest paradise. Firdaus is the highest level of the paradise. And they will inherit that from the kuffar, the unbeliever, because in the paradise right now there is place for every single human. But what will happen? Some of us will not succeed to go to the paradise. So whoever go there will inherit their places. This is part of our covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to think about it all the time. We have to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us in the day of judgment about our covenant. We need to ask ourselves every time we miss a prayer, every time we tell a lie, every time we don't come into we don't go to work at time and still take the salary, every time we don't behave good with our parents. This is part of our covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we need really to be faithful, if we need to have this great attribute of morals, we have to work on ourselves. And by working in this, it will elevate the rest of our Islam, the rest of our Iman. That's because our deen is one thing. Once you start elevating one part of it, Allah will help you to elevate the other. And the rest, the whole thing will go up and you will become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we all aim for. To become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To end in Al-Jannah, in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this attribute of being faithful. And we need to think about how to be faithful with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who spent all his life to teach us this Islam. We need to think about how to be faithful with our parents, who have done all what they can for us to grow up as a good practicing Muslim, And we need to know how to be faithful with our ulama, with our scholar, who taught us anything that we know. Nowadays, at least we have to make a lot of dua for them. There is one important note that I noted last time during khutbah, that some of us talk during khutbah. And talking during khutbah is not permitted. We have to understand that this khutbah, this sermon, is part of our ibadah. It is ibadah. It is not like any normal talk. It's not like a lecture that we attend in any place. It is ibadah, and it has its way to be fulfilled. And it is part of Jum'ah prayer. Jum'ah prayer composed of khutbah, which is sermon, and the actual prayer itself. So we have to fulfill it in the way that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prescribed. And this way is, we have to be silent during the khutbah, and we have to listen carefully, and we have to listen to apply. And this small adab, I'm sure that whoever among us was talking didn't realize that this is part of the ibadah, this is part of the worship, but I just wanted to make this note today. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to be faithful, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the paradise. اللهم إني أسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا أجمعين. اللهم لا تدع في هذا المكان أحدا إلا غفرت له. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا. اللهم واقض حاجاتنا. اللهم واهدنا. اللهم ويسر لنا أمورنا كلها. اللهم إنا نسألك يا أرحم الراحمين أن تجمعنا مع نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الفردوس الأعلى. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. وأقم الصلاة.